It's a big schia that we're able to start a new Seder in the Yis Medrash. See, Bez Hashem, how it will go. I want to give you big Yashikarech to Shmuley and the rest of the Chevra for being Masadir it, and especially the Nashi for Rabbi Richman of Yosef, who's been learning with so many of the Chevra informally over the years and has given so much of himself. And it's so wonderful and exciting to try to build a night Seder. And we decided that it would be a very, very good idea to spend some time on Hilchos Shabbos, to learn different inyanim in Hilchos Shabbos. Sof kol sof, the Chofetz Chaim writes in the Hagdama that if a person doesn't learn Hilchos Shabbos, he's going to be Mechal Shabbos. Not, God forbid, on purpose, but he'll be Mechal Shabbos. And it's a huge area of halacha. And there are so many questions that are mischadshim, that over the years, with the changes that take place, that we need to understand in the context of modern technology in our times. And therefore, I'm going to try to give occasionally, we'll have it all on the email, on the schedule, to give occasionally a Dvar Halacha and an Inyan in Hilchos Shabbos. So Yosef is going to be also doing different Inyanim in Hilchos Shabbos. And this will take a short time, 20 minutes, a half hour each time. And hopefully then people avail themselves to this medrash to learn, have chavrus and to learn whatever it is that they feel like learning. The first topic that I wanted to talk about is, I realized that there are many people that have asked me this, and it's on people's minds, and it's not really found clearly spelled out in the svarim, and it raises many important questions in halacha. We're not going to be able to finish tonight. This will take maybe two or three slots of time. But therefore, I'll try to do one per night. But just to begin with this subject that so many people have asked me about, the issue of maintaining a website, keeping a website open on Shabbos. Keeping a website open on Shabbos, in other words, A person is the owner of a certain website, and he has that website open throughout the year, and throughout the entire year he does business. There are orders that are taken, there are hazmonas, orders that are made. There's business that takes place over the internet, and many, many people have asked about leaving that website open on Shabbos. Not talking about actively being involved, obviously. No one's doing that. But the question of your leaving your website open on Shabbos for business, when after Shabbos to pick up on the business and to see what was ordered and so on, to fill the orders. There are a number of questions in Hilchos Shabbos and outside of Hilchos Shabbos that are raised as a result of this. The first question is the question of Lifnei Iver and Misayeya Lidei Oyver Aveir. I'll talk about each of these. Lifnei Iver, as you know, aiding and abetting the involvement of a Jew in committing an aveir and doing something which is against halacha. If you're going to be having a website that's open on Shabbos, and ostensibly there are Jews that you know of who are going shopping or surfing on your website, that means that you are involved in the aveir of another Jew, the chil Shabbos of another Jew. You are, by providing him that, with that website, you're also providing him with an additional opportunity to do something which is also pi'alacha. We'll talk about that in a minute. So that's one issue. The other issue is mekach umemkar b'shabbos. It's an issur medivik kabbalah. It's forbidden to conduct business. To conduct business on Shabbos. It's an issur of mekach umemkar. We'll talk about that also. A person who has his website open throughout Shabbos, even though he's sitting and davening and learning someplace in shul, or he's singing Shabbos mirrors, but Lamaisa, there is business that is being conducted through his website on Shabbos. So that's the second possible problem. The third potential problem is related to the second, but it's different. Schar Shabbos. Schar Shabbos means that if there is a fee, if there's a charge for people to go onto your website, there's a charge. Dmei Shimush. They have stores and malls and markets. People subscribe to websites. If there is a charge, if there is a fee, you're collecting a charge and a fee as a result of businesses that's being conducted on Shabbos. So there's a separate issue of Schar Shabbos. We'll talk about it. Schar Shabbos. The fourth issue, the fourth potential problem, is Hanoah Michil Shabbos. You're deriving benefit from that reality that Shabbos is being violated. You're having Hanoah from Michil Shabbos. You're deriving benefit from Shabbos. The fifth issue, Maris Ayin and Chshad. Maris Ayin and Chshad, people know about this. People hear that so-and-so has a website. Even though you claim, and it's true, that you're not working the computer on Shabbos, you're not involved actively in that website on Shabbos. Nevertheless, we have an halacha, as you know, a concern for what other people might think, Maris Ayin and Chshad. That's the fifth problem. And the sixth problem is Zilus of the Shabbos. Zilus of the Shabbos literally, of course, means that there is a cheapening of Shabbos that comes as a result of something that takes place that makes noises, that makes sounds, like running a machine on Shabbos, or running a dishwasher on Shabbos, which we'll talk about, even on a clock. We'll talk about that in Mitzvah Shem a different time. But the issue of Zilus of the Shabbos. So let's go through each of these. We'll get started tonight, and we'll continue with Shem the next time. First, let's talk about the issue of Lufnei Iver Loisiten Mirshol. Everybody here knows that the Torah in Parashas Kedosha, that the Torah says that it's also for one Jew to be machshil, to cause another Jew to stumble in Teres Hashem, to be the cause of a person sinning. The way the Rambam words this in his Sefer HaMitzvot, and when he says, Reish Tzadik Tes, the Rambam says, V'lav zeh, this iser, this lav of Lifnei Iver, which literally means before a blind person, don't place a stumbling block. The lav ze koilal gam kain, this lav, this iser also includes Misha yazor al aveira, anybody who helps in another person committing an aveira, or yisoyvev oisa, or if you're the cause of another Jew doing an aveira, kiyovai ha'ish ha'hu la'avim, that somehow you are the cause of that person committing an aveira. Ubezrasai hechshila. The Rambam says that by you helping the person with something, you are machshil that person. In effect, you were aiding and abetting that person in transgressing, in committing an aveira. Now, a person who goes on to the internet. You are advertising a website. You are trying to convince people that it's kedai for them to do business with you and to go onto your website. What exactly takes place in halacha when a person turns on the computer and in fact is surfing on a computer, is using the computer on Shabbos? What aveiros, deraisa drabanan, are involved? If we're talking about lifnei iver, it means that you, by encouraging people to seek out your business, by encouraging people to go onto your website, they are obviously using the computer. So what deraisas, what derabbanans are involved in that? So first of all, there's the question about the malacha of kaisev, of writing. Even though it might seem odd, there's a very big machlokas of poskim in the Tshuvas Shevet Halevi, from one of the greatest poskim of our generation, Rav Ozner Zolgazon Zayin, in the sixth Chelek Simen Lamed Zayin of Shevet Halevi, Rav Ozner paskins that writing on a monitor or a screen, typing in information on a monitor, on a computer screen, is a melacha d'araisa of kosev, of writing. It's a complicated tshuva, it's a complicated question, that's not our discussion right now. But Rav Ozner holds, and so do many others, that using the computer for typing out things on the computer is a malach of kaisev. There are others, those who disagree, contend that is not the normal way of writing, and in fact, that type of writing is a ksav she'enu miskayim. It's not like writing where a person commits the pen to the paper, and there's something that's on a chefza that's on the paper, and that by being on the paper has some degree of permanence. The computer, these other poskim hold that it cannot be a deraisa, for sure cannot be a deraisa of ksiva of koisei, because the only type of ksiva that is forbidden from the Torah is a ksav, which is miskayim, not invisible, disappearing ink, and so on. And since the nature of typing, of using the computer, is with a ksav, which is not miskayim in that way on the computer, therefore the poskim have an argument about whether or not using the computer is an issa deraisa of ksiva or a derabbanan of ksiva. But it's one potential problem. Again, we're not going into each of these right now. It's a potential problem of koisei. The second potential problem is bina, building. What does it have to do with building? What does using the computer have to do with building? So first of all, Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, it's brought down in the Shmir Shabske Hilchasa in the second chelik in Perach Samach Vav. So Reb Shlomo Zalman paskins that when a person uses the computer and takes that information and transfers it to a disk, do people still do that? Right? Transfer it to a disk or to a CD, right? Something like that. So Reb Shlomo Zalman proves that according to Halacha, that's an Isser of Bina. That transferring of that information, of the electronic information, onto a tangible chafetz of a disk. So Reb Shlomo Zalman paskin that it's Bina. Again, there are many who disagree with this, that it might not be Bina. It should be noted that the Chazanish has a famous sheet of Bechlal when it comes to electricity. Reb Shlomo Zalman held that any time that an electric circuit is completed, that it's any electric circuit that's completed is an Isser of Bina. Any time that one completes an electric circuit, that's a din of Bina. He's Ayvan Melacha Deraisa of Bina. Again, most poskim disagree with the Chazanish, but the Chazanish is something that one has to worry about and lose some sleep over. That using electricity where there's a circuit that is being created and completed, that act is a deraisa of boinet. That would be by using any electronic appliances. So far there are two potential issues that are involved in Yisurei Melacha that are involved in using a computer, which you might be causing another Jew to get involved in by turning on the computer to look for your website. The first, as I said, is Kaisev, and the second is Baina. A third problem. One of the oldest tshuvas that we have on the subject of electricity is in the Beis Yitzchak. It was one of the first tshuvas written on this subject of electricity from Rabbi Yitzchak Shmelkis, one of the great postmen of the 19th century. And the Beis Yitzchak holds that using electricity is on Shabbos, completing that circuit on Shabbos is an Isser of Meilid. Isser ben Isser Rabbanan, L'Kalapachas, of Meilid, of transforming something from one state of existence into another state of existence. And he holds it to Rabbanan of Meilid. Again, many posts disagree with the Beis Yitzchak, but it's a potential issue, Meilid, using electricity. Finally, as I mentioned before, There is an Isser Medivei Kabbalah to conduct business on Shabbos, even to speak about business on Shabbos. Nimtzoi chafetzecha v'dabe dover. The prohibition of mekach u'memkar, of conducting business on Shabbos, that by you providing a forum for others to go shopping and to go onto a website, onto your website, in order to do business, that you are being machshil those people with the Isser of Mekach and Memkar, of conducting business. Even if the person doesn't buy something, there still could be a problem of Mekach and Memkar on Shabbos. You're not allowed to speak about business. One's not allowed to go in to see how his business is doing on Shabbos and so on. So these are the potential problems that are involved when it comes to your opening or maintaining a website on Shabbos, where others could be nichshal with any of these things. Let's take each and one of these problems and talk about them separately, talk about them individually. First, let's talk bechlal about the Isser of Lifnei Iver. Is there in fact an Isser of Lifnei Iver Lositen Mirshal? If I have a website, and that website is open 24 hours a day for 7 days of the week, and there are Jews that are going to be going on that website, am I over the Isser of Lifnei Iver, Losifin Mirshom? So many of you are familiar with the sugya of Lifnei Iver from different places. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Vavam and Beis tells us a very important principle, a big klal, when it comes to this din of Lifnei Iver, Losifin Mirshom. The Gemara there says, Hacha b'maya skinan, dekoi b'chei avrei d'nahar. When is one over the raisa of Lifnei Iver, of causing another Jew, of being involved in causing a Jew to sin? When is a person over? So the Gemara says, Hacha b'maya skinan, dekoi b'chei avrei d'nahar. Literally means when there are people on two sides of a river. What that means, l'maisa, is when that person who is nichshal in the Aveira could not have done that without your providing him an opportunity to do that Aveira. You are an indispensable piece of that individual's doing the Aveira. Meaning, if not for you, he wouldn't have been able to do the Aveira. It's because of you that he's able to do the Aveira. That's called Trei Avrei D'Nahara. Therefore, based upon that, it would seem obvious that if there are many other websites that are like your website, you're selling galoshes, right? You're selling hats or coats or whatever it might be. There are many businesses that are selling the same thing. That would be l'chayr, a classic example of what? Of not being trei avid in the harbor, but it's called chad avid in the harbor, one side of the river, which means that if they don't use me, if they don't use my website, They can buy the same thing on 1,000 other websites. So I'm not indispensable in that person's being any over any aveira. One second, I'm not indispensable. That person would be able to go shopping and to buy something similar, or to buy the same product with or without me. When would it be different? It would be different if you are advertising, if you make it known that somehow your product is unique. If your product is being advertised, if you're selling your product as something which is unique, and you have, let's say, the patent on that, and you have sole rights to that product, and it's unique, which would mean that if somebody would want to buy that, he would have no choice other than seeking you out on your website, then, in such a case, it could be that we're dealing with the deraisa of Lifnei Iver Losifin Mirshom, that it's a classic example of Trei Avrei D'Nahara. That person would not have been able to buy that if not for your website that's open on Shabbos. So that could be a problem. But if it's something which is out there and he can get it otherwise, then Mali, that I'm going to get it by you, I can get it by somebody else.
How does that apply when you're in a situation where, let's say, one site is selling you for incredibly cheaper than any other site?
That's a good question. Which is, there are always going to be variations in the amount. Generally, the way the post, in the price, generally the way the post understood it is that if a person really wants it and he's going shopping, then as far as the price is concerned, we don't use that as a determining factor in deciding whether it's Lifnei Iver. As long as it's available, a person who wants it very badly can get it someplace else. He's even willing to pay more, even though you might have a reduced price. It still would be the same situation. Let me go a little bit further in this. Maybe we'll answer some of the questions. Hold on a second. So that's one issue. Whether or not the person can get it elsewhere. Now, in this din of Chad Avid Nahara, Chad Avid Nahara means that he didn't need your help to do this aveir. The person could have done the aveir with 1,000 other websites, on a million websites. He could have done that. He could have gone shopping on a million websites. There still is a machlokes rishonim, whether b'chol zayis, even though there's no deraisa of Lifnei Iver, when we're dealing with Chad Avrei D'Nahara, with one side of the river, meaning that person would have been able to do the aveira without you. So even though there's no deraisa, but there's a machlokes rishonim whether or not we still have an issa d'rabbanan of misayeya bidei oivei aveira, which means that you are helping to accommodate, you're helping a person to do an aveira. Even though the person could have done it in a different way and didn't need you. There's a machlokes rishonim regarding this din of being misayeya oivei aveira. The Ramah brings down two dayas, and he comes to the conclusion that bal nefesh yachmir la'atzmai. There's a machlokes rishonim. Do we say that in such a situation where the person could have done the aveira anyway, such as in the case with the thousands of websites, do we say that nevertheless you are forbidden, midrabbanan, to help a person, to be involved, in a person being over an aveira. So the Ramah says that a bal nefesh yachmir la'atzmo, that a person who is particularly careful with halach, he's a bal nefesh, and tries to be very scrupulous with keeping mitzvahs, he should be machmir, not to be misayaya, not to help a person do an aveira, even in that situation where it's chad avid in the heart, where the person could have done the aveira without you. But here, it's important to make some distinct points that are different when it comes to this issue of a person surfing on the computer. There are a number of poskim who disagree regarding this din of misayei de over aveira. If it's also in a situation where the person who is nichshal is an outright mumer. In other words, if we're talking about a person who's mechal Shabbos, he's mechal Shabbos all the time, unfortunately. That individual who is over b'meidid, he's intentionally over an hilchos Shabbos. So there's a machlokas of poskim. Do we say that there's an issur d'rabban of being misayeya yidei over aveira when we're dealing with an individual who is an outright mechal Shabbos? Who's mechal Shabbos, he doesn't care. It's not like you're facilitating his Chilul Shabbos. He's Mechal Shabbos. So there is a machlokas of poskim, whether that bechlal is considered to be misayeh yidei over aveira. That's Aleph. Beis. There's a tshuva from the Maharsham, from the Bijana Rav, in the second chelik in Simon Kuf Pedal, where the Bijana Rav proves that he was Mechadish, and he proves that the only time that we say misayeh yidei over aveira is when the machshil, when the person who is aiding in this aveira, actually is passing over a physical object. He's physically involved in being machshil another person with an aveira. He's physically involved. In this case, when we're dealing with a computer, there is no actual chefetz that the person who's sitting there singing Zemiras and Shabbos while his website is open, there is no chefetz. There is no physical object that is in any way being used in any kind of an exchange. So according to the Maharsham, there is no iser of being misayei de over aveira in a case, again, where it's chad arvid in the har, where that person could have gone to find what you're selling on a different website. There would be no iser of being misayei. We have A, if we're dealing with people who are mechal Shabbos anyway, B, there is no physical object that's being touched or that's being actually given over. But the Maharsham says that's not called misayeh. The third issue, with our poskim who are mekel, is when we could say, we could be taila, that the vast majority of people who are surfing on your website are not Jewish. They're going. This might be harder, of course, in Eretz Yisrael. Obviously, it's going to be more difficult in Eretz Yisrael. If you're selling, you know, if you're selling tchelos or something, or if you're selling a farm, what kind of a person would go shopping? But you don't know. People go for Judaica. If you're selling Judaica paintings, the people that are not religious that might go onto a website on Shabbos. If you're selling paintings, or even mezuzahs, who knows what people? If you're selling Judaica,
I'm open 24/7 with Rebbe's MP3 through Bunny.
Right, it's not a problem. Right, it's not a problem because people who are the assumption is that people who are listening to shiurim, there could be one exception or two exceptions, but we're dealing with people who are shomrei mitzvahs and they're not going onto the website to find tapes on Shabbos. It's the same thing with all these other sites that have svarim. Right now is the Yeshiva University has this farm sale. So there's a website. You think the website is shut down for Shabbos? No, the assumption is a safe assumption. There's a chazaka that people are buying it kitzos and in the season that they're doing it on Friday or on Sunday.
You're not doing it. Start this year with that Harrison.
Yeah. As if there aren't enough things to make you lose your sleep. So. As far as another svara to be makil, if you have a website that's open, and that website is a generic type of an item that's being used by Jews and non-Jews, and that business is being conducted all over the world because on the web, that there's a chashash that there are yidden perhaps, or that there are Jews in Eretz Yisrael, and you even have you even have a record of the people, right? You could do that on the computer. You know who's going on to visit your website. So what if you see for a fact that there's a guy, Katz, and a guy Goldschmidt from Ramat Gan, you know, that he went on and says the time, it says 11:30 a.m. or something, when it's Shabbos here and it's Shabbos there. And so the fact is that the Poskim are making, under these circumstances, when the vast majority of people who are using that website are Goyim, together with the Kula, remember, that people who are Mechal Shabbos B'mezid, there is a Svar of Halitei L'Rosh of Yomus. That's not my Cheshbon, if he wants to use the website on Shabbos. However, there are modern-day Poskim who say that a frum person who has a website should, if possible, if it would not, if it's a situation where it could seriously hurt his business, but otherwise should try to put some sort of a disclaimer or some sort of a notice that about something about Shabbos use. We'll talk about that at the end, if it's possible. There are Poskim who make them not to do that either. We're going to talk about that at the end. Any questions now? Yeah.
Rabbi, just mentioned that, let's say, like in Eretz Yisrael, so it's 7 hours difference. So then you have a site that's strictly something that from people would be interested in. And here it's not Shabbos for them anymore. And
it's Shabbos here, it's not Shabbos there. Right, so this is a question that is with fax machines and with answering machines and so on. We're going to talk about it a little bit at the end. It's an issue here as well, the time difference. But I don't want to get into the whole time difference thing before we first cover the main nekudas, because the time difference is not getting to many things even before the business of the internet started. That's been around for as long as there've been telephones. So a person's calling in one place and he's answering another place. Here it's Matzah Shabbos. There it's Shabbos, or vice versa. That's an old question. We'll talk about that at the end.
Yeah, well, what about posting your own items on somebody else's website? In other words, you have items to sell, so you put it on. If you don't own the website that it's sitting on, whether it's on eBay or any of these auction sites or something.
Right. It would probably, according to Allah, would be less of an issue than you having your own website under your name. And the person may have to check to see who you are and that you're a Jew and so on. So it would probably be less of an issue. Not that you're chayav to do that. We didn't finish. We're just starting. But we're going to go through these issues one by one to see whether or not there's room, whether we can be comfortable being makel. And at the end of the day, there certainly is room to be makel. As I said before, lifnei iver becomes a very serious issue. You're selling something that's unique and you're selling it, now we're saying you're selling it to a Jewish to Jewish customers. That would be a serious issue as far as listening either and being Messiah. Yeah, you had a question? Yes, you.
And I see the entirely different thing. I see that this is a Rabbi Latot and Gemara even talking about meat when you have a market and you have a kosher meat and non-kosher meat. And Rabbi Latot.
There is an issue of robe. But you have to keep in mind, we don't have time to go into the longness of that right now. As far as being misayeh ide over aveira, helping other Jews being over an aveira, if you know for a fact that there are Jews that are accessing your website on Shabbos, it's not so clear in halacha that it helps that you have many, many other places. There's a din, if you learned the sugya, then you know that there's a din of kavua, which is kemechza al mechza. And without going into the issue of Ruba de Isa Kamon, Ruba de Leisa Kamon, and we're talking about a website and how that works with all the halachas of Rove, we don't even have to go that far. That's the truth. We don't have to even go there.
Why would I be worried about somebody else's chilul Shabbos? Why should I have to be, if in order to even get to my site, the site that I'm running, let's say, they have to be mechal Shabbos so many other steps first before they...
On the computer?
Yeah, on their computer. They're sitting on their computer. They turn the thing on, and then they click the mouse, and they do all...
So there's additional... So it's additional chilul Shabbos. So the fact is that you are involved in that person doing an additional, a second, third, fourth, fifth act of chilul Shabbos.
The Rebbe says it's mezid b'mezid, which means they know they're mechallelim Shabbat. What if it's people who don't know they're mechallelim Shabbat?
So that's another question. How do we view it? Raises the question. Very good. It raises the question. B'chlal, how do we evaluate in halacha these present day individuals who are mechallelim Shabbos, but they really didn't learn. They don't know anything about it. And they might be in the category of tinok shenishka. It's a good question, and it's a question that's nogeh to all areas of of Lusma Iver and Bechlal and Chil Shabbos, how do we define these people? We'll have to talk about that a little bit more at the end also. Yeah, though. This is the last question.
When we set up the website, we said it would be a big mapping and halacha. Is real time order processing. I'm not saying it's when a person enters an order and it goes directly to the credit card and
right.
It's processed. It seems that there's a big difference. There'd be much more.
Right. So we're going to talk about that mission next time about how it works. That's really more the issue of Mekach or Memkach. The credit card company, is there a Kenyan? Is my Kenyan? I'm not making any Kenyan over here. Is the thing being ordered, does it go directly to a warehouse? Does the shipping process begin immediately, or does the shipping process begin after Shabbos?
We don't get anything like after Shabbos and after California Shabbos. And then after all of that, then we print it out, then we do. Because it's like someone walking by our store and looking at this shoe and writing down, oh, I want this shoe.
Right. Good. Okay, so we'll talk about that next time. There's a lot more to talk about. Good. Shabbat.